Welcome to Biceps and Banter with expert trainer Brandon Crow. Hold on to your dumbbells and get ready for this conversational style podcast focused on interesting everyday dribble with tasty tidbits of health-related information sprinkled in. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Biceps and Banter. This is in the series In 5 Minutes or Less, and I'll be discussing biomechanics and rehab. If you're an athlete or you know an athlete or serious lifter, you know that injuries sometimes happen. Most often, injuries happen when we're doing something we shouldn't be doing. However, there are times when there are fluke occurrences of injuries. Throughout my career, I've had several injuries, namely neck, left shoulder, right lower back, and right knee. For each of these injuries, I was doing something outside of what my body could actively control. This could mean an excessive range of motion greater than my body can control, or a weight that's too great for my body structure. Throughout the years, and especially within the last few years, I've learned how to do things properly, slow things down, and do things biomechanically proper for my body. What does this mean? To give you an example, squats. You may or may not have heard the term ass to grass when it comes to squats. Some conventional old school lifters will say you always have to go ass to grass, meaning you have to go as low as possible all the way down in a squat each and every time you squat. I would counter that argument with, if somebody's not able to get that low into a squat, if they don't have the available range of motion to get that low in a squat, they'll be putting stress on different body structures to carry the weight. Namely, lower back is one that I see injured quite often when going too low during a squat. So when you think of proper squat form, you want to go down as low as possible without stressing any other body structures or without your lower back rounding in this particular example. Another common injury is a shoulder injury. Typically, this is a result of an imbalance, weak back muscles while having tight chest and shoulder muscles. Also, excessive or improper pressing can stress the shoulder joint and potentially lead to injury down the road. One typical shoulder injury that I see come up time and time again is a rotator cuff injury. Again, this is due to excessive pressing on a body structure that just can't quite handle it. There are things that you can do to prevent this type of injury. One of my favorite ways to prevent this is to develop a program around shoulder health and shoulder functionality, strengthening the muscles that need to be strengthened while using an active range that your body can control. For example, if you're doing a chest press and you're going way too low in the chest press and trying to heave the weight back up, that bottom portion of the repetition, you're doing nothing but just stressing that shoulder joint without actually working the muscle that you're looking to engage. For a client that's interested in having the best shoulder health possible, I'd be working on activating certain muscles in the back and working at getting those muscles really strong and locking down the shoulder girdle before doing any excessive pressing. Another protocol I use is the 2-to-1 ratio. 2 rowing exercises for every 1 pressing exercise. By doing this, you can alleviate a lot of the problems associated with shoulder injury. So that's just a little snippet. Next week, I'll be interviewing a guest and we'll be talking all about biomechanics, rehab, what to do to prevent injury, and what you'll do if you ever come in the unfortunate circumstance where you do have an injury. Be sure to rate this podcast a review on iTunes, subscribe. This will help me grow in the rankings. I'll get more guests coming on the podcast, and we'll just keep this thing growing week to week. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed that little snippet, and have a great day.
Hey guys, thanks for listening to Biceps and Banter with Brandon Crow. If you like our show, do us a huge subscribe, toss a review on iTunes, or maybe share the show with your friends. And if you want to know more, find us at fastingftw.com. Our Patreon is patreon.com/fastingftw.